Tosis asks that by Zaymer Kulishli, Zaymer Chetishli, why does he only get a Revia? Lachayri has a Migu that he could have said Kulishli, he deserves to get Cheti. Kid Amrinan Hai Migu Gufa. We saw that the Gemara uses this Migu. The Gemara uses this Migu on the Chet, there was a Havamina that he should be potter from the Shvua because of such a Migu. Why don't we use a Migu? Zavtaisis Mefarash Rivam, Migu Lahayfi Loy Amrinan, the Bechati Hasheni Muchzak Zekamoyze. So we said already, Shteita in Taisis, two Chedushim. Shteita in Taisis, a Chedish, Migu Lahayfi Loy Amrinan. It's correct that it's a Machloikis Rishonim if Migu Lahayfi Loy Amrinan. The Ramban sheet is that Migu Lahayfi Amrinan. And Be'emes, let's talk about Mashlam that first. Taisis asked the Kasha, after he's Machadish, Migu Lahayfi Loy Amrinan. What about the Gemara in Baba Basra? Gochin Velochish Leil Rabba, In Shtara Zaifu. And Rabba let him be Nema with a Migu. I is a Migu Lahaisi. So Taisa says over there it was better because it's a Migu di Boy Shosik. Be'em is Taisa on the Kuf Tes Zayin says that Rabba holds Migu Lahaisi Amrina. But Taisa wants to say no, Migu Lahaisi Loy Amrina. Over there in the Sugi of Gochin Balachish it's better because it was a Migu di Boy Shosik. After he said that, he says, why does Rabbi Yosef argue? Over there, Rabbi Yosef argued on Rabba. So the machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Rabba is in a different prat, not in the topic of Migul Haiti. But again, certainly Shonim learned that that's the machlokes Rabba and Rabbi Yosef over there, if Migul Haiti are Amrinan or not. He's not clear about it, but Tosis is coming to bring out, he doesn't want to learn like those Rishonim, that the machlokes by Gochin Velochish is goof if Migul Haiti are Amrinan or Loi Amrinan. Rabba, who does hold of Migul there, could really hold Migul Haiti Loi Amrinan. But over there, it's better, it's a Migul Di Bai Shasik. Rabbi Yosef that argues for a different reason. Taisa's whole point is that don't think that the sugi of Gochin Balachish has anything to do with Migul Haitzi. He's coming from somewhere. There are Rishonim that learn not like that. Taisa was coming to say no. He's saying you say an hour sugi Migul Haitzi Lai Amrinan. And so through good business of Taisa, the sugi of Gochin Balachish has no shaykhis to it. Bein le Rabba, bein le Rabbi Yosef. Because it's a Migul Divai Shasik. But I'll point him that's the Yosef. Migul Haitzi Lai Amrinan. Other Rishonim Achaylik. But it's Tzveit Achaylik that Taisa is saying that in the massive of a Shnayim Oichazim is considered Migul Lahaisi. And like we said, let's focus just on the second half of the Talis. We're talking about Zayimer Kule, Zayimer Chetzi. In the second half of the Talis, he gets a quarter, which is half, and he gets a quarter. And Taisus wants, he should get the second quarter also, because he has a Migu. So Taisus, that's Lahaisi. Taisus Rid is Chaylik on Taisus. Taisus Rid says, Afinaret, even if Migul Lahaisi Layamrinan, Ba'alma, Taka, Migul Lahaisi Layamrinan, but there's look that a massive of Shnayim Oichazim is Migul Lahaisi. Zot Taisus Rid, each one is Muchzik on the Gans the second half. He's not considered a Matzav of Lahaisi. The Taisi agrees to Taisus that the concept of Migul Haitzi Lo Amrina. But over here, it's not Lahaisi. Ver Zot that Shnayim Oichzim is considered Lahaisi. And Be'emes, let's talk about that for 2 minutes. And we don't have to even talk about a quarter and a quarter. Let's go back to a regular Shnayim Oichzim Betalis. How do you say the Matzav? Is each one a Moitzi or a Muchzik? We said it's Negea, whether it's a Shavuos HaNoitlin or a Shavuos HaNaftarin. But it's Negea of a Nidoinim. There's a few nidoinim in the Rishonim, just as Dugmois. Bori v'shema. We paskin bori v'shema lav bori odif. We paskin a bori can't be moiti from a muchzik. If one person's muchzik, but he's a shema, and the moiti is a bori, he wants to be moiti from the muchzik. A bori can't be moiti from the muchzik. Could a bori be moiti by a shnayim oichzim? To say by a shnayim oichzim where the din was supposed to be achloiku, but one of them was bori. Will the bori get everything? The Ramban and other Rishonim say, yeah, Bori is Moiti by Shnayim Oichzim. To say, he's not considered a Moiti. By Shnayim Oichzim, if one of them is a Bori, and we'll say, fine, since he's a Bori, the other one's a Shema, we'll give him everything, that's not called Lahaitzi. He's holding the whole thing, he's also holding the whole thing, that's not called Lahaitzi. If the Matzah would be that each one has half, then Avada and Mamish fest that he has his half and he has his half, then just because he's a Bori, he's not going to get the second half. That's Mamish a Bori Lahaitzi. But we see the Ramban knows, no, a Bori works by Shnayim Oichzim. That's the Ramban. A tzveita dugma. The Trumas Hadeshen says that roiv, we hold up, avada ain holchin b'momen achar haroiv. Roiv is not moiti from a muchzik. But the Trumas Hadeshen says that roiv is moiti by a shnayim oichzim. If you have a shnayim oichzim and one of the two has a roiv, shver to find a tzir. The Trumas Hadeshen is talking about a tzir. A guy had a pekodin from two different people and he had a hole in his pocket. He lost some of the money, but one of them gave him more money than the other one. So roiv says it fell from the one that had more of the money. And it's a Shnayim Oichzim. He spells to our Taisus, as you said from before, that when someone's holding it for both of them, he's considered a Matzav of Shnayim Oichzim. They have a Roiv over here. And he starts banning, do you use Roiv? He says, yes, Roiv is mighty by a Shnayim Oichzim. A third dogma, the Shef Shmaitza, says, in Shmaitza Dalet, Perik Yudalet, that a Morikama will win by a Shnayim Oichzim. We know a Mari Kama doesn't beat a Muchzik. If someone's a Muchzik, he has a Tfisa Mechachas, he'll go against the Mari Kama. But a Mari Kama will be Machriya by Shnai Moisim. The Shach in Simen Sadi Aleph is Choylik. These are just the Dmois. That even though a Bari, a Roy, a Mari Kama is not Moiti from a Fest, the Muchzik. If one is a Muchzik and one is a Moiti, a Bari, a Roy, a Mari Kama won't beat. But by Shnai Moisim, a Bari, a Roy, a Mari Kama will beat. So what's Takab Shad and Taisis? Taisis says over here, Migul Haitzi Loyam Rinan. Taisis is Choylik and all that? If Taisis says that the matzav of Shnai Moichim is called Migul Haitzi, and that's why a Migul won't work, for the same price Taisis will be Choylik and all these Rishonim, that a Bari, a Roiv, that won't work. It's possible that Taisis is saying a word Bazunder and Migul. Can't I Taisis would agree to these other Rishonim? That a matzav of Shnai Moichim is not Mamish Lahaitzi. They're both holding the whole thing and it's not Lahaitzi. In Migul, for Migul has its own set of Gedorim. The aside of Migul Lahaitzi is Lav Dafka, the Klal of Hamoiti Mechavreel of Araya. It's a separate rule that Migul Lahaitzi Lahaimrinan. A Migul was only Nemar Lahachzik, not Lahaitzi. For that rule, even Shnai Moichim is called Migul Lahaitzi, according to Taisis. Bemis, it's Mukrach Minei Ubei, the other end of the deal. The Ramban. The Ramban holds Migul Lahaitzi Amrinan. Gevald. Migul Lahaitzi Amrinan. Hamoiti Mechavreel Olav Araya. Raya means Aden. When someone's a Mukhzik, he says to the other one, Hamoiti Mechavreel Olav Araya. Only a Raya, Bari, Roy doesn't work. Mitamol, Migul works by a real Migul Haiti. Forget about Shnai Moichim. A Richtig and Migul Haiti, the Rambanos works. Migul Haiti Amrinan. Hamoichim Mechavere. Migul is Eidos. Migul can get Eidim Loy Amrinan. How can a Migul be Moichim? Teretz is again, Migul is a different system. They must bring the Ramban that before the Inyanim of bringing Rayas, there's the Marechet of the Tainus. Which one has a better Taina? And the one that has the Migul wins with his Taina. And if the Ramban Taka holds that Amigu even Lahoitzi Amrinan, so he wins with his Taina. It doesn't get to the stage of handling who has the better Raya to start saying Hamoitzi Mechavreel of a Raya. The Migu is able to win in the realm of the Tainus. That's what I have to be mad with the Ramban. Now the Maitha Taisis is saying that it's Amigu Lahoitzi, but you can clear. Does he mean it's Amigu Lahoitzi on the entire thing? Taisis is going that the guy gets one quarter. The one that said Chetishli gets one quarter. Taisis wanted him to even get another quarter, as Migu. And that he said, no, put a stop to it. It's Migul Lahaitzi. Pasha, you can learn Taisis means, on the one quarter we're giving him, he is Muchzik. But he doesn't need a Migul for that. That he's getting because he deserves a quarter. He says, Chetishli, he deserves half. What he said, he gets a quarter. He's only Maitzi on the second quarter. There are those that want to say, no, maybe Taisis means that since each one is holding the Ngansa Talis, the matzah of each one holding a Ganta Talis, Betzim, you're considered a Maitzi on everything. Potentially, Be'emeth, he would even be considered a Maitzi on the one quarter he's getting. You can't ask Migul Lahaitzi because he's not getting it out of Migul. He's getting it because he deserves it. But it's a shayla in Lomdis. When Taisa says it's Lahaitzi, only on the second quarter he's Lahaitzi, but touch on half he's Muchzik, or on everything he's Moitzi. We'll have to see. We'll be Negeya in the Hemshech of the Taisa. The Hemshech of the Taisa, Taisa has the Kasha, that by Zerim Rakulis, Zerim Rakhetzli, why don't we say, ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai? The Baal Kulishli for sure deserves, and the Chetishli doesn't for sure deserve. It ain't Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. We should give the one that said Kulay everything. We shouldn't even give the Chetishli, the Baal Chetishli, a quarter. Amod Nezach, he's not Vadai on that half. On one half of it, he's Vadai, but the entire is only on the second half. On the second half, they're both fighting. Abitoyus brings a raya from a Gemara in Yevamos. Safik V'yavam Shabo Lachlik V'nichzei Saba. Right? Safik V'yavam, the person is not sure. Right? The Saba now is Nifter. And there's for sure one son, and he says he's the Ben Yochid, and he says that the Suffolk is his son, and he deserves the whole Yerusha. And the Suffolk says, no, I'm a son of the Acha Niftar, and I'm representing my father, and there's two brothers here, I'm representing my father, and we deserve 50-50. And the Gemara says, ain't Suffolk Moitzi Midei Vadai, we give him the whole Yerusha. So the same thing over here, we should give him the whole thing. So Toysus V'yeshloim ad ha-hosam yobim shu'b'noi shal sav ha-vada yarshi, v'lo yoyti ha-Suffolk mi-Suffolk m'moinim. What does one half of the Talis have to do with the other half of the Talis? No, but not understand what the Taisa's answer. And I always moistif when you ask if Taisa's Kasha, we're comparing a Yerusha to Talis. Stam le Sabre sa oizen. Lam redden that this Nifter over here, this Sabre, Hanish gehad asar gilt. Lam redden he only left one thing by Yerusha. A Talis. A Kalos a Talis. No, when Ein is up, the Ganza Talis is mine, because I'm the only Yerush. When the Andrew says, no, I'm also a Yerush, I deserve half the Talis. No, it's not the same fight as the Mishnah. What's the Chilik? What's the teretz? The pshat is, the Velt learns in Toises, that Yerusha, Be'emes, when there's two Yorshim, each Yorish really deserves the Yorish and the whole thing. Halavai, there would be a double Yerusha, then they would each get the whole thing. Then it would be half. But Halavai, they would both get. By Yorish, each one has a Siba for the Gansa. So then we say, the Vada Yorish, Vada has a Siba for the Gansa. The Suffolk Yorish doesn't Vada have a Siba for the Gansa. That's called Ein Suffolk Moitzim Dei Vada. Over here, You have to break up that house into two different halves. On half of it, they're still fighting. It's not clear that he had Vade on the whole thing. By Yerush, it's Andish. Because by Yerush, each Yerush, the emes is the Siba for the Ganze Talis. And over there, Yitaka say, ain't Sufik Moitzi Minei Vade. That's how they learn up in the Toysis. In the Gilyan and the Shita, he says a different terrace to Toysis Kasha. The Gilyan and the Shita answers, you know why he gets a quarter? Aye, what happened to the rule of Ain't Sufik Moitzi Minei Vade? Zok the Gilyan, he gets a quarter because he has a Migu. Originally, the first half of Tysus asked that there should be a Migu. What was the Teretz? Migu Lahoitzi. Yeah, that's only on the second quarter. But touch on one quarter, you have a Migu. Out the Migu, you deserve to get a quarter. You see that the Gilyan understood this that I meant before you, that he understood the touch on one quarter, you're a Lahachzik. You're not considered a Lahoitzi. You have to understand the lumbus of his word, that the Migu is going to answer up Ain't Sufik Moitzi Devadai. Don't stop him by saying. The Pasha is Ain't Sufik Moitzi Devadai. It blinds his Vadai. There's no Sufik Bachlam. What's the Migu going to do? Oh, but he says that word, that on one quarter touch, you'll get a Migu Lahachzik. Into Sant Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz also asks the Kash of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. But when he asks it, he says, why does the one that gets the three quarters have to swear a Shavua? He shouldn't have to make a Shavua, because it ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. He doesn't ask that he should deserve everything. He's masking that the Baal HaChetzi Shali deserves a quarter. He's asking that we just apply the rule of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai to pater the Shavua of the Baal HaKula Shali. If he already holds of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, he should ask that he should get everything. Ken Zayin, he means, because he goes with the Gilyan. To ask that he deserves all the money, no. The guy has a Migu on a quarter. A Berchach we should use, Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai, that he shouldn't have to swear on his Chelik. We should say, Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai Lamiksas. We should use the Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai, Chach Menegei, that he shouldn't have to make a Shavua. As always, we're going to be in a Peret. Now, on the Etzem Teretz that we're saying, that by Yoyrish Yitaka apply, Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai, because there each one had a Vadai Siba on the whole thing, state in the Chem de Shloim, an interesting chiddush. What would be the din zok there by Shnayim Roichven? Shnayim Roichven al Gabi Behemo. Zeimer Kula Shali. Vizeimer Chetzi Shali. There's no Mishnah about that. By Talis, the Mishnah discussed Kula and Kula and Kula and Chetzi. By the Behemoth, they just stick to Kula and Kula. But a Kler Tera Shaila first. By Roichven, Shnayim Roichven, Zeimer Kula, Zeimer Chetzi. What should be the din? Zok the Chem de Shloim over there will take a say, Ain't Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai. We won't give him a quarter and three quarters. And he said, that's why the Mishnah didn't handle such a case. Because over there we won't do a quarter and three quarters. We'll take a say Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai. He said, because by Roichven, each Roichiv did a ganzer rechiv on the bank. It's not like by Shnayim Oichiv the Metalos, he said each one only has a sieve to half. Mashenke by Yerush, he said he has an ganzer. By Roichven, each one did a ganzer rechiv. And then Mazoi Taki, you apply the rule of Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai. By Chedish Ladina, Zoptechem de Shleiman. By Shnayim Roichven, Zeimer Kuli Zeimer Chetzi, the Baal HaKulishli gets everything of Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Interesting, the Beis HaLevi has a different reason. This is not already the topic of Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai, but the Beis HaLevi has a different reason why it doesn't discuss in the Mishnah Shnayim Roichvin, Zeimer Kulishli, Zeimer Chetzishli. Zokter, because the Emet is a problem. By Zeimer Kulish, Zeimer Chetzi, we pass him that you get three quarters and a quarter. Frekin, the Rishonim Emet already discussed. Where's the Chaluka Yechayu Lias Emet? By passing three quarters and a quarter, how is it going to be the Gemalt? We said it's a Tanai and Chaluka. Chaluka Yechayu Lias Emet. Chetzi and Chetzi is Yechayu Lias Emet. Tarvayu Bedi Adadi Agvua. Where's the Chaluka Yechayu Lias Emet of three quarters and a quarter? So the Srutzim of the Beis HaLevi says, the Rishonim Emet talk about it. It's possible that one of them had Yodim Agas on three quarters and one of them had Yodim Agas on a quarter. Or he had in mind for his friend that amount. Come on, Srutzim. Zokta by Reichman, it won't apply such things. By Reichman, by Zeimer Kuli, Zeimer Chetzi, you will not be able to pass in three quarters and a quarter because the Chaluk is any Yechayel Yisemis. I'm not sure what the Beis HaLevi means. He doesn't say. So what will be the din? In the Chemdish Leimis Cheshvin, the din came out, it would be, Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai, he gets everything. What would be here? Mestama, what would be is half the Behem Higizicha gets because Zeimer Kuli, Zeimer Chetzi. The other half would be Yehemunach. You can't make the Chalukah. It's Ein Chaluk Yechayel Yisemis. So that would be another reason why he doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Now, on the Etzem Kashif Toysin that he asked that you should say Migu, we said that the Rishonim say, oh, that's Rutzen. The Rishonim say that you don't say Migu over here because it's a Migu de Ha'oza. Migu mi momin la momin lo yamrinon. The Ramban says the Teretz. In the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichzim, we always give you half of what you taina. When you taina kula, you get chetzi. No, so that's always the Yisoid. You get half of your taina. So here also, your taina chetzi will give you half of your taina. What's Migu going to give you more? We always give you chetzi tanosko. And Shnayim Oichzin, the schus taina deserves you to get a chetzi tanosko. In Rabbeinu Peretz, there's another Peretz. He says that since over here in the Matzav of Shnayim Oichzin, we're talking about Bididomi. Bididomi means they themselves don't even know what's going on. They're not positive. Each one thinks he's positive. But the Emes is Bididomi. You can't believe them with a migu. What, you're going to trust him more? He himself is not really clear. He thinks as though, but it's really not clear. You can't apply migu when someone is bididomi. Now, there's a very chashuv yisoid in migu from Rabbi Chanan. It's negei a kama v'kama pa'amin of Rekai v'chiyurim and chelit beis by Riches Handel, the famous chakira. Is migu a koyach hataina? Or is migu a birr? Is it a balabatash a birr? Avada, he must be saying the truth. Volta gesheket, volta gesokta andrezach. Or is it, no, it's a koyach of a taina. In Hilchis, toyin v'nitin, when someone taina something, even if he doesn't taina a taina minatzachet, but he could have taina a taina minatzachet, he gets the schus of that taina, the koyach of that taina. Rebbe Chanan goes with a lot of terror that there's both kinds of migus, and the emes is rice and rishonim, lakan and lakan, but what's negay for us now, it's interesting that on this kasha here, that the Balachetti should get a half of migu, Rabbeinu Peretz's teretz has the nigan of birr. What was Rabbeinu Peretz's teretz? Rabbeinu Peretz's teretz was, it's bididomi over here, so you can't prove that he must be saying the truth. He himself doesn't know. That's in the topic of birr. And if you look in the Ramban Turetzim, the Ramban Turetzim akoy chatainedik. The Ramban Turetzim is, migu mi momen la momen loyam rinan. If it's a birr, why not? Let it come from a different woman. I have a galatech balabatish cheshman. He's saying the truth because X and Y. Teretz is no. You want to get a koyach hataina from one moment, from a different moment, that you don't do. The Ramban's other teretz, that you only zoicha to chetzi tanoscha. In koyach hataina, we'll only give you the koyach of the taina of chetzi tanoscha. By shnayim oichsim, we always give you chetzi tanoscha. The Ramban's sprach, the Ramban's trutzen, a koyach hataina dik. The other teretz, the Rishonim say, migud ha'oza, kedai demonon already do. If you do it, that there are certain Rishonim that say, they prove from the sugi of Hanu easy, that they say, avada really migud ha'oza amrinon. Only migul aftura mishvua, which, by the way, itself is a topic, if it b'chlal works, but if it does, migu da ha'oza l'afturim mishvua l'ayamrin. And that's the mochirai. Why does migu da ha'oza, you want to tell me migu da ha'oza works, a migu l'afturim mishvua works, but migu da ha'oza l'afturim mishvua doesn't work. Rabbi Chanan's Maaz B'Alpi Darkai, there's other resverim of Rabbi Chanan's Maaz B'Alpi Darkai, he says that a migu da ha'oza, there's no beer. Because what does it mean? He must be saying the truth, because if not, he would have said, no, he didn't want to say it. It's a chutzpah, he didn't want to be such a machutz. But koyach hataina, lemaisa, he had the koyach. He could have said it. He gets the koyach of such a taina. Zokter, migu by momin goes with koyach hataina. So I don't care if it's a migu da'oza. He has, soif, if he wanted to, he has the koyach hataina. But the pater reshvua, the yesoid of reshvua is a birr. Migu to pater reshvua is the pshat, the migu is a birr instead of the shvua. So the migu has to be birridik. A migu da'oza can't be a birr at the pater from shvua. So that's why the Indian mamin, what we're looking for is koyach hataina. Even a migu da'aza could be a migu. Let it be a migu da'aza. But lemaisa, he could have, would have. It's a koyach hataina for shvua, where the whole purpose of the migu to pater shvua, if it does, is that it's a different beer instead of the shvua. So then, the migu needs to have a beer. Migu da'aza is not a beer. There's one more ha'ara on the Taisus. It's a gevald. Taisus asked that it should be a migu. There's a pelad gezachi. Taisus already said before that in a matzav shnayim oichsim, each one has anan sahadi on his half. Applying that to a zaymer, kulei zaymer, chetzi, I would assume to say that each one has anan sahadi on his quarter. Right? The one half of the talis is not negayah. The second half that they're fighting about, each one has anan sahadi on his quarter. So Taisus had a kasha that the one that says chetzi, that gets a quarter, he has a migu. That he could have said kulei, we should give him half. It's a migu keneged, anan sahadi. You want him to get more than a quarter? It's a migu keneged, anan sahadi. There's anan sahadi here. The anan sahadi of anan sahadi kol mashat tachas yad adam habeshaloi. Be'emet it's a mafurish halacha shulchan aruch in siman sadi test. It's a santa zach. If a guy's money you money, and you want to have an excuse that you could have said, I can't pay you back with this. A guy comes to your house, pushes to money things in your house, and you want to have an excuse. It's not yours. It's someone else's. We say we don't believe you. Anan sahadi mashat tachas yad adam habeshaloi. We want to say the guy should be putter with a migu that he doesn't owe you b'chlal migu. He could have said the things aren't his. We say no. It's migu keneged anan sahadi. You see, close such an idea. When there's anan sahadi, something is yours. Migu doesn't work against anan sahadi. And talking about this anan sahadi, the anan sahadi of kol mashat tachas yad adam habeshaloi. How come over here the migu works against anan sahadi? It's mamish a pella. Ken Zayin, the way we said yesterday that anan sahadi here doesn't mamish mean that anan sahadi of mashat tachas yad adam habeshaloi. It's a dinaza. Maybe then it's a little bit different that migu could go against such a thing. And be'emes, this is mamish kriching arayin. The second half of the Tosfos is also negavus. The second half of Tosfos asked that al ein suffik moitzi midei vadai, we should give everything to the balakulish. Now here's a little confusing. On one hand, you want to use the idea of ein suffik moitzi midei vadai, but on the other hand, gevald ein suffik moitzi midei vadai, so he doesn't even get his quarter. On his quarter, he has the anan sahadi. How could ein suffik moitzi midei vadai go against the yenis anan sahadi? You want al ein suffik moitzi midei vadai? He swipes everything, even that last quarter. Fakir, on that last quarter, he has the anan sahadi. The balachetim we have the anan sahadi. Once again, you see that this anan sahadi can be dealt with. Amigo could go against it. Ein suffik moitzi midei vadai can go against it. To say if you're happy good on the two quarters. Taisus first wanted that the Balachetti should even get the second quarter, he's going against the Anansadi of the Balakula Shali. And later, the Ein Safek Moed Vedeva, they wanted that the Balakula should get the Ganza Talis, even the Balachetzi Shali's quarter. How can you do that? He had an Anansadi. We see that Migu and Ein Safek Moed Vedeva, and none of the Rishonim answered it. We had a lot of Tirutzim in the Rishonim on Migu. No one answered Migu, can I get an Anansadi? The Anansahadi that we're dealing with here, a Migu could go against it. Ein Safek Moed Vedeva, they could play with it. That's been tightened up here. What's the? It gives a different light than what this Anansadi is. That's missing the subtitle. The Gemara says that why does it say Tula Shoyin Zaymer Ani Mitzasiya and Zaymer Kulishli? So first, the Gemara has a whole shakl of Atariya that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is to teach you that Re'i is not Koina, even though Rav Noi already said so. But we saw maybe in Mishnah, it's no, Re'i is Koina. We have to be Mechadish that Re'i is not a Kenyan. That's the purpose of the Mishnah. Rashi says, because we never had a Mishnah that taught us that until now. We don't know that Re'i is not Koina. Here is the Grace of Mitzvah. In our Mishnah is Mechadish that Re'i is not Koina. For Eptoisis, and a lot of the Rishonim, we have other Mishnahs. We have a Mishnah on Daf Tes. Ro'at HaMitzvah Va'amar L'chaveri Tznoli, that you're not Koina. Lozab Mitzvah Tznoli, you should be Koina with the Re'iyah. Must be that Re'i is not Koina. Anocha Mishnah. Ro'at HaMitzvah V'nofal Aleh. And the Mishnah is Mechadish that the Nefil is not a Kenyan. But let the Re'iyah be the Kenyan. Shtei that Re'iyah is not a Kenyan. Shtei two Mishnahs, Daf Tes, Daf Yud. On its appellate, Rashi says, we don't have any Mishnah. I mean, you want to say, you want Nocha Mishnah. But Rashi says, Lo Shamanu from Hashem Tana that Re'iyah is not Koina. Bedoichik Rashi means Lo Shamanu yet. This is later on in Daf Tes. We're not up to there yet. Here we didn't have a Mishnah yet. What's made? Lamaitis, the Rishonim say to us that no, that from Daf Tes and Daf Yud, it's not a Raya, Mefureshes, that Re'iyah is not Koina. Toysis answers both Mishnahs by saying that over there it's different. Because since you said Tznoli, or you were Nafal Aleha, you were Megala Das, that you don't want the Kenyan Re'iyah. It's a Shvera Taisus. On the mission of Tznoli, it's a Pella, the Ramban asks already. If a guy sees a Mitzia, so Zayn Re'iyah is Kaina. So the fact that he said to someone, please give it to me, is a right that he didn't want to be Kaina with Re'iyah. What did you want him to do? V'chiyani chenu v'yeylachla, you wanted to go, he saw it, then he should walk away, he has to get it somehow. He's on the horse, he tells his friend, give it to me. That's a right that he was Megala, he doesn't want it to be Kaina. Also by Rav and Nofal, the Emes, if you look in the Meiri and in the Rambam, it's Meduya Klar that this nidden about Re'iyah being Koina, the Havamina that Re'iyah would be Koina was the Pshat, that you're showing, the Meiri says the Lashon, Heinit Psiyosav, that you started walking towards it. You're showing you want it. It's all a continuation. You saw it, you even fell on it. The fact that you fall on it shows you don't want the Re'iyah. It's all a system. You saw it and you went closer. Going closer doesn't show that you didn't want it. Fakarat, you bring Mashlim your Re'iyah. Oh, but Tyson knows, no, Tyson knows that side the Tznoli and side the Nafal is a Gila that you don't want to be Koina. Another Nakud in Tyson, the Rishonim later on in the Sugya and Daf Yud, the Gemara talks about as that concept that if you did one Kenyan, it shows you don't want another one. There the Gemara is talking about that by doing the Sila, you show you don't want Dalai Ramas. But a lot of the Rishonim and Mazbe there, since Dalai Ramas is anyways only a Kenyan, they're a Bonon, so by doing the Sila, you show, Efshi betakonas chacham. L'choyre over here, if Ria would be a Kenyan, this Havamina that we're dealing with, it's a Kenyan Dairaisa. Shtei entices a idea that he holds even on a Kenyan day raisa, you could be Megala Das, you don't want it. The idea for later. The other Rishonim give other Tirutzim. The Ramban, the Marshal, says a Teretz. He says maybe Re'iyah is Koina. Over there, you know why the Re'iyah wasn't Koina? Because it was Shnayim Ro'u Bevasachas. Interesting idea. We know that Shnayim Sheikbiu Bevasachas is both Koina. Gantz Sugya on the Ches. But the Ramban is Mechadish here on Bayos on the base. That if Re'iyah, even if Re'iyah is a Kenyan, but if it's Shnayim Sherou, no one's Koina. Re'iyah of each other knocked each other out. I guess because the whole yisoid of the Kenyan Re'iyah is I saw it, I want to go to it. The other guy doing the same thing is a spirit to me. There's no migu dezachi on Re'iyah. On Re'iyah fakert. Again, even if Re'iyah is Koina, but Shnayim Shiro is not. And then Rabban is saying that you could always, that's Ayin, the Mishnah, and Daf Tet, and Daf Yud, that's Meduik, that Re'iyah is not Koina, we'll make a new kimta that it was Shnayim Shiro. Avad, it's going to be very shver on the Ramban. If Shnayim Shiro is not Koina, so where's the Chalukah Yechoyle Liyasemis? Where's the Chalukah Yechoyle Liyasemis? We're going now, Ke'ilu, and have a meaning that everything in the Mishnah means Re'iyah. We always just say, why is the Chalukah Yechoyle Liyasemis? Could be they picked it up together. So, yeah, but if you're dealing with Re'iyah, what do you want to say? Could be they saw it together. When they see it together, you're not Koina. Another Ha'or on the Ramban, why does the Mishnah Bechlal say on Daf Tes and Daf Yud, Ro'as HaMitzia? It's not, push up Pshan of the Mishnah. But Moshe, like the Rambam, I think the Pshan of the Mishnah is, a guy saw Mitzia. Not only he saw it, he even fell on it. Like it's all a build up, even though you saw it, even though you fell. But like the Ramban, Re'iyah is Koina, like this Havamin. No, we make Nino Kimta that was Zetting Ayn the Mishnah they both saw together. Don't make such an Kimta. Let the Mishnah not say Ra. What's the purpose? Or like Tarsus Lamashal. The Chiddush, I understand. The Mishnah said Ra to be Mechadish to this Yisoy, that you're Megala Das, you don't want it. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. When you learn of the Mishnah, not that. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you're Megala Das. That's a Tznoli. That's a Nafal. Is Megala. That you're not going with Re'iyah. But if Riyah is Kayan, no, Shnayim Shiro is not, let the Mishnah not say it Bechlal. Lamaisa, the Gemara fears Oishla Maskana that no, that Avada, there's no such Havmin of Riyah. Now, interesting, there's a Diyak of Rashi. Rashi says, Riyisiya Koidim Sheik Bata Oisa. The Marsha changes the Girsa to Riyisiya Koidim Sheik Bata. Koidim Sheik Bati Oisa. Like the Girsa Shlefanenu, Lechoira, each one is saying, I saw it before you picked it up. That means each one is admitting that the other guy picked it up first. It's Mama Shapella. Very nice. Each one's planning he saw it first, and Re'i is what counts, because we're going now Re'i is kind of. But each one is admitting that the other guy picked it up first. Reuven says, I Taka saw it first, but Shimon picked it up first. And each one says that. Lechoira, each one's admitting that the other guy's a muchzik. Re'i certainly doesn't make you a muchzik. So Lechoira, each one's messing each other up by saying, very nice, he wants the Tana that he saw it first, but he's pushing the Pemoli, admitting that the other guy picked it up first. Mama Shapella. B'doichi, you could say that Avada, each one is Avada insisting that he picked it up first also. Why does he stress before you picked it up? So I think the Chacham Shanoich says, he says, otherwise, there's a kash on the guy, why'd you pick it up, Bechlal? You saw it already, you were kind of, why'd you pick it up? He says, no, I had to, because you also picked it up. You were going to pick it up, I had no choice. Really, I was first. You know why I picked it up? I saw you coming, I had no choice. The Marsha, because of this, was changed the Girsa, Re'isi Yekoidim Shegbati. The guy says, I saw it before I picked it up. And once again, like the Marsha, why is it important for the guy to say that he picked it up? Re'i is what counts. And this Marsha is Meduyik, the Yisrael I was Maramas to before, that Re'i itself is not Kinyan. It's just if a person sees it and he starts going towards it, and this will be a Chiddush Ladin even, and he finally picks it up, the Mafreya he's kind of from Re'i. This will be a really big turn, the Deacon, the Yukim to this. That the Havmin of Re'i being kind is only the attack in the end when you finally picked it up, then we see that Re'i is kind. There's another problem, the other way, Taisha has a Kasha. If Re'i is, you're telling me Re'i is not kind, I just sugi on the Kuf Yitchet Habotta Behefker is kind. So Taisha says over there it's different because you did a Maisa Koldahu. And a lot of the other Rishonim, they say there's a Chilik, that Re'i over there, Habotta means Shmira. The Nachas David, it's Chassan, he says in Yiddish, he says there's a difference. Re'i means Gizen. Habotta Behefker means Achden Geben. To watch it. Stam to look at something is not a Kenyan. That's our Sugi. Re'i is not kind. Habotta Behefker means you went and made a Shmira. You saw it and you made sure to watch, no one else should take it. Kenvine, maybe that's what Taisha means. Osa Maisa Koldahu. What's the Maisa Koldahu? Gedder Godar Kotten. You made Epes Shmira Aza. Ken Zayn has Shaifas. But that way it's a whole different shot. Habot of Efker is not Gizen, that you're looking at it, the grace of comes to look at it. Habot of Efker means Achtegeven, that you're talking watching it. You're not just looking, you're watching it. Lamaskana, the Gemara says that Re'i is not the purpose of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's topic is Mitzi and Mekach Memkar. So we're blabbing with one Ha'ara. So how do you know Re'i is not Koina? After everything is said and done, we have no Makar that Re'i is not Koina. Our Mishnah, Lamaskana is talking about Mekach Memkar. That over there it's not a raya that Re'i is not kaina. Over there it's different. You were Magaladas. Over there it's different. There was Shnayim Shiro. All the Tritzim the Rishonim say. So where's the Makar that Re'i is not kaina? We have no Makar that Re'i is not kaina. That's the Ha'or. So the Gemara says that we have a Tzrichas in the Mishnah. The reason the Mishnah said two Tzurim is one for Mitzvah, one for Mekachu Memkar v'Tzrichah. The Gemara goes to explain a Tzrichas of Benigeya, the Shavua of the Mishnah. The Gemara is mavur that the Yisoid of the Shavua of the Mishnah is Moira Heter. That's an Akud over here. The Taich up. That the Yisoid of the Shavua of the Mishnah is Moira Heter. Only when there's Moira Heter is there a Shavua. Does state in Gemara. And there's a double Tzrichasa. If it would just say Metziah, there's a Svar that by Metziah there's a Moira Heter. Because anyways it was a Metziah. I'm not being mafsidim. Fakert, by Mekachu Memkar there's a Svar Adavka over there. I paid also, I won. By Mekachu Memkar there's a Moira Heter, maybe by Metziah not. That's why you need both. Sai Metziah and Sai Mekachu Memkar. The Nachas David is Medayik and Rashi. The Gemara later is going to handle that Mekachu Memkar could have two Eifanim. It could be an oifan that they both gave money, or that they only one gave the money. There's a steer in Rashi. He's up there very geschmack. Rashi wants to stress, Avada is a bigger Moira Heter when you gave the money. When you gave the money, there's a bigger Moira Heter, if you know that you gave the money. So Rashi wants to stress, when Metziah is when the Gemara says Metziah is a Moira Heter, and Nekachu Memkar not, so Rashi says, even though the other guy also gave money, it still is a Moira Heter. And the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, Fakert, that by Mekach Memkar there is Moira Heter. Rashi wants to say a chiddush. Dami ko yehivne damim ani roitaliten. I didn't even give the money yet, but I want to give money. Damim ani roitaliten. Rashi is coming to stress that on the side of the Gemara that there is Moira Heter by Mekach Memkar, even by Nokat Zuzi Michat. Again, clear. When the Gemara says Metziah there is Moira Heter and Mekach Memkar there isn't, Rashi stresses that Mekach Memkar there isn't Moira Heter even by Nokat Zuzi Mitarvai. When the Gemara says that Mekach Memkar is Moira Heter, Rashi stresses there is Moira Heter even by Nakat Zuzim Echad. You didn't give the money yet, but you're saying, yeah, I'm Moira Heter, I'm going to pay him. You know that only Yenna gave the money, but there's still a Moira Heter. I'm going to pay him, I'll give him the money tomorrow. That's also Moira Heter. Stay in the Gemara, Tzrichas of Benigei Moira Heter. Now, one shaila you have to ask yourself is, fine, the reason the Mishnah needed to say Metziah and Mekach Memkar is because if it would just say Metziah, it's not Moira Heter. What's the Kamash Malon? Now that the Mishnah said both, Mitzvah and Mekach Memkar, is the Kamash Malon that both Moir Heter are true? That in fact you do need Moir Heter. The Yesod of the Shavuot is only when there's Moir Heter. But it happens to be both Moir Heter are true. But if I'll find you a case that's not Moir Heter, the Taka won't be a Shavuot. Oy Dilma, the point of the Mishnah by saying Sai Mitzvah and Sai Mekach Memkar is Megala to me. That's not the point of the Mishnah, that's not the reason why you need Meir Heter, that's not the Yisoid of the Shavua. That says, to have me a Zichar is, I would think you need Meir Heter, I would think Dafke Mitzvah has Meir Heter, Dafke Mekach Memkar, but if the Kamash Malon, that you do need Meir Heter, but it happens to be both Meir Heter, is that true? Or is the Kamash Malon, that's Bechalal Natayel Meir Heter? That's the Etzim words of the Gemara. But there's still a big Machloikis for showing him. I want to tell a vet now, why did the Gemara think that you need Meir Heter? Klar in the Gemara that there was a Nidin over here only when there's Meir Heter. But why? Why only when there's a Moira Heter is there a Shavua? It's clear in the Havmine. Only Mitzvah has a Moira Heter. That's why there's a Shavua. When you're lacking Moira Heter, there's no Shavua. Why not? Kan Nechelchu Harbe Rishonim. We'll say four Mahalchim. Bekitzer. The Rashban of the parents learns that the Nekuda why you need Moira Heter is because the Emes were going Migu de Choshed Amom and Choshed HaShavuasa. If someone's Choshed Amom and he's Choshed to lie also, so there's no purpose in the Shavua. Only when there's a Moira Heter, someone that's Moira Heter, so he's not mamish choshed on moment. There, maybe saying, but you're going to swear also, that will put a stop to him. But when there's no Moira Heter, it doesn't apply a Shavua because of Migun the choshed on moment, choshed a Shavua. According to this Pshat, I want to stress carefully. Why is there a Shavua? According to the Rashman of Ben Peretz, I would venture to say, this Gemara already knows about Rabbi Yochanan. We know about Rabbi Yochanan. We know that the reason that there's a Shavua is Rabbi Yochanan. We're not dealing with a new topic here. The reason of the Shavua is Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara held that the only time Rabbi Yochanan applies is only when there's a Moira Heter. Because if not, there's a problem of Migud HaChashad Amam and Chashad HaShavua. So you need Moira Heter for that purpose. A Tzveit Pshad is Mavur and Taisa Rosh, that the reason why you need Moira Heter is because otherwise it's a Milsa Deloi Shechicha. And Milsa Deloi Shechicha Lai Tiknu Rabbanan. That says once again, the reason of the Shavua is Rabbi Yochanan. But nonetheless, the Gemara holds that the only time Rabbi Yochanan applies is when it's Moira Heter. Because only then is it Shechiach. By Milsa Deloi Shechiach, Loi Tiknu. In Taisa's Mavur, a third pshat. Taisa's on Beis and Beis, the top of Taisa's Mavur, a third pshat. Not Migu the Choshed, that didn't bother him, he owes Loi Choshed. Choshed on Loi Choshed HaShavua. Not that it's Loi Shechiach. But the pshat is that over here, if the person is not being Moira Heter, then it could be the reason he's insisting on it is because he really thinks he's saying the truth. It's Bida Dummy, and he really thinks he's right. Even putting him up against the Shavua, he'll swear also. He really thinks he's right. One of them is wrong. But Sover Loimer Emes. So when there's no Moira Heter, then the reason he's doing it is because he's a Sover Loimer Emes. If he's a Sover Loimer Emes, so he's vitally going to swear. That's the third pshat. Once again, like this, and now we'll have to say, like all three of these pshatim, like all three of these pshatim, what's the Emes Mavur is that we know about Rabbi Yochanan already. But we thought that I'll ask that the Takon of the Yisoid of the Shavua of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan, but Avo Pekin, it should only apply when there's a Moira Heter. Because when there's no Moira Heter, Migud HaChashad Amam and Loi HaChashad HaShavua. Or when there's no Moira Heter, it's not Shechiach, so Loi Tiknu. Or when there's no Moira Heter, so he's Sabar Loi Beremes. He's going to continue with the theme, he's going to swear also. And the Ramban is Mavur of fourth chat, and it's very important, that in the Ramban is Mavur that at this point in the Gemara doesn't know Rabbi Yochanan. And at this point in the Gemara thinks that the Yisoid of the Shavua is Moira Heter. It's a Naya Siba. The Moira Heter alone is the Siba for the Shavua. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Ramban, this is what I see in the Ramban learned, the other, what we declared before, what's the Kamash Malan? Ramban starts off, the Kamash Malan is, if it would just say Mitzia, I would think Davke Mitzia has Moira Heter. If it would just say Mekach Memkar, I would think Mekach Memkar only has Moira Heter. Kamash Malan both, never done the Ramban in the beginning of the Shtickel, Kamash Malan, that there's both kinds of Moira Heters. And at the bottom line, so why is there a Shavua? For Azam Moira Heter, Azam Moira Heter. Fred the Ramban, there's a Sphere and Sugyas. Here the Maskana is that the Yisoid of the Shavua is Moira Heter. And Don Dav Gimel Shteyt, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Fred the Akash, it's a Sphere. It's a big Zach by me. But all the other Rishonim, Mi'u Masber, no one's denying that we're dealing Rabbi Yochanan Dik. The answer Sprach is Rabbi Yochanan Dik. The Aleph is Rabbi Yochanan. Nor in the Mamatim of Rabbi Yochanan, there was a requirement, a Halamin Akupanim, of a requirement of Moira Heter to deal with Migud HaChashid, Loi Shchiach, Sabal Loi Meremes. The Ramban Klar is learning that no, it's a separate topic here, that the Shavua is Moira Heter. I would think only by Mitzvah it is Moira Heter, only by Mekach HaMemkar it is Moira Heter, and the Kamash Malan said both Moira Heter. Fred gives the Sphere to Rabbi Yochanan. The Ramban doesn't want it to be a Machlekes HaSugis, he has a Tzad. So in the end he says, Yitaka writes, we started off thinking that it's Moira Heter. But if we just say Mitzvah, I would think Moira Heter Azoy, I would think Moira Heter Azoy. Kamash Malan, it says both. The point of the Kamash Malan that it says both is to teach you that no, It's not true that there's a Zamayra Heter and a Zamayra Heter. Forget about the Mayra Heter business and go to Rabbi Yochanan. The Kamash Lan Gufi is Mechadish Tos. The reason the Mishnah said two cases, if it would just say Mitzia, I would think the Yisoid of the Mishnah is Taka Mayra Heter. And only Mitzia has Mayra Heter. If it would just say Mekach HaMemker, I would think that the Yisoid of the Shavu is Mayra Heter and only Mekach HaMemker has Mayra Heter. Now that it says both, I caught on that Lois Deva Lois, it has nothing to do with Mayra Heter, and welcome to Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Yisoid of the Mishnah. That's the Shaka Batai of the Gemara. So Zechinu to four Pshatim, why the Gemara was dealing with Mayra Heter, Sholosh Ve'echot, to say three Pshatim that were dealing with Rabbi Yochanan. No, there was a Knech in Rabbi Yochanan that you required Mayra Heter, and the Ramban that learned that it's a separate topic of Mayra Heter. In all four ways, though, we have to now ask ourselves, so what's the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon that both cases have Mayra Heter, or Kamash Malon that even when there's no Mayra Heter? Now that gets us to the Shiloh, that what's going to be now in a case when there's Takeno Mayra Heter? That says you can clear a room that maybe Mitzia has Mayra Heter, maybe Mekach HaMemker does, maybe the Kamash Malon that both cases have Mayra Heter, you can convince yourself. But what's going to be in a real, genuine case that doesn't have Mayra Heter? Zeh Oimer Ani Araktia, v'zeh Oimer Ani Araktia. There's no way to be Mayra Heter to look at a guy who for 6 months wove a talis and go look in his face and say, I wove it. There's no Mayra Heter for a Zaza. You can't say, I'm going to give him money. You can't say, I found it. It's a chutzpah. You can't do that. There's no Mayra Heter. Zeh Oimer Ani Araktia, v'zeh Oimer Ani Araktia. There's no Mayra Heter. So what's Takeda did? So kan nechlik or rishonim. Let's put it down. If you learn that the Kamash Malon of the Gemara was that you don't need Mayra Heter, to say that the Shakla Batari was, I would think Azam Mayra Heter. I would think Azam Mayra Heter. Kamash Malon, scratch, no such thing. Always is a Shavua. Always is Rabbi Yochanan, always is a Shavua. So then, even by Zayim Rani Araktiya, the Zayim Rani Araktiya, the din is going to be Yachloiku B'Shavua. There are Chavel Rishonim that learn like that. That once you get to the Kamash Malon, the Kamash Malon is that Taka, if it would just say Mitzia, I would have thought. If it would just say Mekach HaMemker, I would have thought. But now the Kamash Malon is forget Mayra Heter. Even in a Klara Tzir when there's no Mayra Heter, Zoimer Ani Araktia, Zoimer Ani Araktia, the din is Taka going to be Yachloiku B'Shavua. There isn't another Halacha Mishayim. Some Mishayim go, no. They say, no. Taka the din is going to be Yachloiku. They say, by Zoimer Ani Araktia, Zoimer Ani Araktia, Taka the din is going to be Yachloiku. But since there's no Mayra Heter there, and even on Maskana, they say you still require Mayra Heter. So the din is going to be Yachloiku B'li Shavua. You need Mayra Heter. And by Masai Mitzvah, Masai Mekach HaMemker, there is Mayra Heter. Araktiya, there's Taka no Mayra Heter. Yachloiku B'li Shavua. And then we have a third pshat. We have Rashi on Beis Amin Aleph, the bottom Rashi. Rashi on the Beis Amin Aleph, the bottom Rashi, comes with a third shita. That Zaymar Ani Araktiya, Zaymar Ani Araktiya, the din is going to be Yehemunach. Now, Asach Mutchman, why Rashi said Yehemunach? The emes is a shtickle of stira. On one hand, Rashi says the reason is because it's Vadei Ramai. On the other hand, he starts off Pasach b'Yichaluki Yichaliyas emes, the sign of Vadei Ramai. We'll see about that separately. But the shaila is, why is Rashi doing it here? Why did Rashi have to tell us that he holds Ani Araktiya is Yehemunach? So there's one topic in Rashi is what Takeb Shat Yehemunach. The Marshal of the Tosfos Rosh wants to say that Rashi is only going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rashi means Vadei Ramai, and he only means according to Rabbi Yossi that Vadei Ramai is going to be Yehemunach. But the question is, why is Rashi saying it? So Rabbi Kveger and the Maram Shif, they all come in to say like this. Beis Halevi, a lot of Achronim, they say this in different nuances than this, but let's get to the point. They say like this, Be'emet is a kasha. Be'emet is a shaila. You're telling me that the reason the Mishnah needed two cases, Sai Mitzia and Sai Mekach HaMemker, because if it were just Sai Mitzia, then Echvel Gamein, Tashtikul Torah, that the entire Shavu is only because of Mayra Heter, and only by Mitzia is Mayra Heter. If it were just Sai Mekach HaMemker, Voltach Gamein, Tashtikul Torah, it would only be Mekach HaMemker. Kamash Malon. L'chor, you could ask yourself a kasha. Let the Mishnah just say Zeimer Ani Araktiya v'Zeimer Ani Araktiya. Let the Mishnah just say the case of Araktiya. And if you assume that Taka by Araktiya din is Yachloiku B'Shavua, this is definitely a kasha. Let the Mishnah say Zeimer Ani Araktiya v'Zeimer Ani Araktiya, and it should pack in Yachloiku B'Shavua. And then I'll know everything. There's no art for a havmi of Mayra Heter. In a nusach doima, there's another kasha to ask. Let the Mishnah just say Kulishli. And if it just says Kulishli, Kulishli is a very ambiguous lush, and I would assume it includes all cases. So, this lashon or that lashon. Either the ha'ara is let the Mishnah say beferish the case of Araktiya, or let the Mishnah say the case of Zeimer Kulishli by itself, which, without further things, I would assume includes all cases, and then everything will be covered. You don't need the tzrichas. This lefi ha'emes or baisi. Let's leave it as a question. According to the Chevel Rishonim that learned that lefi ha'emes by Zeimer Ani Araktiya, Zeimer Ani Araktiya, the din is taki yachloiku b'shvua. So taka, why didn't the Mishnah just say Araktiya? I'll know everything. It's Taka Kasha. Maybe we'll see a teretz for it soon. But it's Taka, interesting Kasha. You're making a ganze tzricha, so about Metzia and Mekach HaMemker. Loz up and lois ever lois. Say Araktiya. Get straight to the point. Paskin that by Araktiya, the din is Yachloiku B'Shavua. And you're covered. You're covered for everything. Zogin, the Maharshiv, Rabbi Kveger, a lot of Achronim, they all say Rashi and Tosfos were both bothered by this kasha. They were both bothered by this kasha, but they came to different conclusions. Tosfos came to a conclusion, a Shtickle Torah, like this. Avada Zog Tosfos, by Arakti, also the din is going to be Yachloiku B'Shvua. Avada Zog Tosfos, by Arakti, Avada is going to be Yachloiku B'Shvua. The requirement why you needed Moira Heter is because of Sover Leiber Emes. By Zayim Rani Arakti, where anyways there's no Sover Leiber Emes, it's a Vade Ramai, of course the din is going to be Yachloiku B'Shvua. Even if the Mishnah would say that Arakti is Yachloiku B'Shvua, there would still be a Balagan about Nitzi and Mekichu Memkar. I would still correct that maybe you need Moira Heter. I would say that by Arakhtia, Avada is going to be Yachloiku B'Shvua. Because over there it's Avada Ramai, and Migu Dachashad Amam, Loi Chashad Ashvua, and Avada you'll swear. But still, by Nasi and Mekka Chomepka, where there's a sovereign Limer Emes, maybe still you need a Moira Heter. Meaning you need either a Moira Heter or Avada Ramai. So saying just Arakhtia also wouldn't help you. Even though Avada, by Arakhtia, according to Shitas Toysvis, Avada then is Yachloiku B'Shvua. But still there would be a market for a Tois. Rashi, Zogit Ram Kveger, and this, they were also bothered by this kasha. Rashi didn't hold. Rashi learned that the Havamina, that why you would need Moira Heter is to do it maybe the Choshen. So he was talking about it, let it just say Arakhtia, know everything. So for Rashi, the Mishnah couldn't just say Ani Arakhtia. The Mishnah couldn't just say Ani Arakhtia, because by Ani Arakhtia, the din is not true, the din is Yemunach. So say Tazoy, everyone's bothered by this Kasha. Why didn't the Mishnah just say Ani Arakhtia? Rashi's terrors to the Kasha was because the din is going to be Yemunach. It's not even going to be Achloiku Bechlal. I said there are Rishonim that want to say the din would be Achloiku without a Shvu. That would also say this. But if you learn like the Rishayim, that by Zayim Aranir Akti, the din is Yachloiku B'Shvua. No, so let it just say Yachloiku B'Shvua. So that's what Tosfos came to answer it by saying a different Kanish. Tosfos came to answer it that the topic of Moira Heter, the requirement for Moira Heter, had to do with Sovel Ever Emes. Sovel Ever Emes is only when a person's been a dummy. By Avadi Rami, Avadi the din is going to be Yachloiku B'Shvua. Meaning, even if the Mishnah would say Araktiya is Yachloiku B'Shvua, there would still be a mocking for Tosfos that by Mekka Chomemka, maybe not. What's going to be though? So that's what Rashi and Tosfos were both coming to Bavarm. Now, and that's why we can stack a few rice. Rashi says it can't say it because it's Yaimunach. Lemoshel, Taisa Rosh says that Rashi only means it according to Rabbi Yossi. So then Avada to Mother. What's Rashi missing us in Rabbi Yossi here? Teret is in the Hanami. Rashi just wanted to bavarn something. The Mishnah wanted to shtim with everybody, even Rabbi Yossi, so it didn't want to say Ani Erekti. Rashi was bothered by this kasha. Let the Mishnah just say Ani Erekti. Teret says it couldn't say it because for Rabbi Yossi. That's also already enough that it didn't want to say it. Others learn but that's Rashi that no. Others learn but that's Rashi. That Rashi means even according to the Rabbanan. And on that there's two nischois. Either that Rashi taka means Vade Ramai, the Seifa of Rashi is the Iker. I, the Gemara, only said Vade Ramai according to Rabbi Yossi, Lemaskono, even according to the Rabbanan is a factor of Vade Ramai. And other Rabbanan want to say that Rashi means a new Yisoy of Chaluka Yecholilis Emes Lefitane Seim. That it's not enough that it's Chaluka Yecholilis Emes. It has to be Chaluka Yecholilis Emes Lefitane Seim. It's another way to learn in the Rashi. Lemaisa, we left off with the kasha. I didn't see anyone talked about this kasha. According to the Rishonim that learned that the Kamash Malon Lemaskona, the Kamash Malon Lemaskona, is taka that even by Arakhtia, it's vader, it's Chaluka B'Shvua. So what's taka with Tahara? Let the Mishnah just say Ani Arakhtia. And if you don't go with Tais, if you learn that the topic was about Migud HaChashim, no, so let it just say Arakhtia, and I'll know everything. So I'm all attracting Teretz. Why the Mishnah couldn't say Ani Arakhtia? We'll make it Bekit. Maybe there's a different reason why the Mishnah can't say Ani Arakhtia. Avada, by Arakhtia, the din is Yachloiku B'Shvua. And if the Mishnah would say it, it would know everything. But there's a different line in the Mishnah that wouldn't stand by Ani Arakhtia. The last line. The last line of the Mishnah is, Bezman Shei Moedim HaShiyesh Lam Eidim Cholkin B'Loi Shvua. That when there's Eidim, it's Cholkin B'Loi Shvua. One of the Peshotim in Bezman HaShiyesh Lam Eidim means that it's a Trei U'Trei. And we asked the Kasha, I'm sorry, and the other Peshot was Bezman HaShiyesh Lam Eidim is that there's one Kat of Eidim helping both. We asked yesterday a Kasha, how could one kind of Adam help both? How could one kind of Adam help them? They themselves are being soysu the Adam. How are you allowed to rely on them? It shouldn't pater them from the Shavuot since they themselves are being soysu. We asked this yesterday. He said, Turutzen. I saw one to Teret. The Beis Halevi says it. A few Turutzen, but one of the Turutzen the Beis Halevi says, he says, over here you're not going against the Adam because you're Bididomi. Over here anyway, by Shnai Moichel and Batal, it's Bididomi. So you're not going against the Kat of Adam. By Ani Arakti, it's not Bididomi. By Ani Arakti, you are going against them. By Zayim Rani Arakhtia, and afterwards came in Adam and said that it's both of his, It's going to be achloikov b'shvua. The din won't be achloikov b'shvua. By zaymer anir atia, you won't have the din that you're allowed to rely on that kat edim. So it's a zaydik reason. The reason the Mishnah couldn't say the case of zaymer anir atia and would cover you in all cases is because the safe of the Mishnah of his manchin yeshlan edim wouldn't apply because the chiddush ladina by zaymer anir atia and a kat of edim came in and said it's both of his. You would still have to swear because the edim can't bother you. Because the terrors of the base lady, why you were allowed to rely on that edim? Because you yourself don't exactly know it's bidda dummy. By Arakhtiyah, there's no bidda dummy. Over there, you still have to swear. That's why the Mishnah couldn't say the case of Arakhtiyah. The Gemara continues with the new sugya of Alech Dizuzi Niman Nokat. We'll have to do it. Of a Be'ikra to know that the kash of the Gemara of Alech Dizuzi Niman Nokat, the Gemara is asking, why do you do Yachloiku? Go ask the Moicher who gave it. You do it that there's a major machloikus Rashi Toysis. Rashi learns that the Gemara's kash is, believe him with the din of Nemonis of Bala Mekach. The case, to make it mamish bekitzer. There's a sugyan kedushin that talks about an amonis of Bala Mekach. According to Rashi, and this is the key of it, with the machlekes Rashi and Tosis, according to Rashi, the sugya here and the sugyan kedushin is the same sugya. According to Tosis, the sugya here and the sugyan kedushin is totally not the same sugya. But according to Rashi, sai here and sai in kedushin, the Gemara is asking there should be an amonis of Bala Mekach. That's what the Gemara's kash is. Tosis wants to know it's two totally separate sugyas, and the key of everything. Tosis disagrees with Rashi to the etzem idea that there's an amonis of Bala Mekach. That's the heart of the machlokes. That's very important to know. Rashi's shita is that there's an amonis of Bala Mekach. The same as an amonis of Nemun Hadayin, Nemun Hachaya. There's a din of Nemun Bala Mekach. And that's the heart of the sugya here and the heart of the sugya in Kedushin. Like Tosis, like Hayiv, like never ever a din of Nemonis Bala Mekach. In the sugya in Kedushin, he learns up a new pshat of Migu Keneged and Ansadi. And in our sugya, he learns that the kash over here of Alech Dizuzi Man Nokas was the kash of Eid Echod, which brings us into the topic of Eid Echod. But that's well, that would be, we have to go right, it will also be mashed on this, but that's in a nutshell, the machloikis Rashi Toysis. Like Rashi, Sai here, Sai Kedushin is Namonis of Bala Mekach, like Toysis, it's separate sugyas, over there it's a Zaytik sugya, and over here the sugya is a sugya Eid Echod. That mamish is the tamsis of it.
You said yesterday, Rashi, ain't there, Kachloikis, and there. The Chiddush is even if one of them was Muchzik first, the fact that they're now both Muchzik and Pandas. Like, so what are you asking now in Rashi? You feel Chiddush Sheikh Bautu is saying, he's being moved to the other one, he's back there first.
Right.
What's the problem?
Because he admitted that he's a Muchzik.
And now when both Muchzik with your name.
As long as you're with the Peneshua, yeah. Like the Peneshua being Muchzik. That as long as you would. As long as you. Right, right. I didn't understand that Peneshua, but you're right. Like that Peneshua is not sure.
With one card.